Well, you're hearing that brand new song on Life 100.3, In Jesus' Name, God of Possible. And is it ministering to you? Yeah, it is. Let's get a little deeper with Katie Nicole, the artist behind the song. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Katie, tell us why you got into Christian music, because this wasn't your path originally, was it?
It was not. I was originally going into the medical field, and I got my medical assisting certification. I had gone through the training to do that, and I had been working in an externship as well, and it just didn't feel like it was what I was supposed to be doing, and a lot of the doors were actually closing in that area. But God had seemed to be opening some doors in Christian music. I had met Josh Havens, who is part of a band called The Afters, and he was the worship pastor at my church. And so I had started to take interest in leading worship and in writing music, and so he kind of took me under his wing and taught me how to do some of those things. And the doors kept opening in Christian music that I just couldn't ignore anymore. And, you know, this dream that I'd always had in my heart, God was starting to bless that dream and starting to kind of make a way for it. So it was just a huge thing in my life. And I started to write songs, and now that's what I do.
Well, tell us what happened after you posted just a little clip of this song on TikTok.
Yeah, so I posted just a little clip of a song that was called God of Possible at the time. And after posting that, it just kind of took off. And it was resonating with people in a way that I literally could have never imagined in my wildest dreams. And people started telling their stories and of how this prayer, this simple prayer that came from my prayer journal, was affecting their lives.
Well, tell us about the inspiration behind the songs, because it has to do with a medical condition that you were dealing with.
Yeah, so I have quite the medical journey myself. I was born with something called congenital scoliosis, and basically what that is it's a curvature in the spine. Scoliosis is a curvature in the spine, but this type of scoliosis is only 1 in 10,000 babies born, and it's fairly rare, and it can be very progressive, even leading to like not being able to walk. And so I was very lucky in that I did not have like any major growth spurt, which is kind of what took it off, and it ended up getting really bad when I did have a growth spurt when I was around 14 years old, and I ended up being told that I was going to need metal rods and screws placed into my spine. And so I went into this surgery thinking, oh, this surgery is going to go good, and I'm going to come out and I'm going to be able to go back to my normal life, and I'm going to be able to do everything the way that I did it before. And unfortunately, that was not what happened. I came out of this surgery and I had severe anxiety and severe depression. And I was having excruciating pain every single day. I would wake up and I just did not want to get out of bed in the morning. And my life had kind of taken a turn for the worse. And so I had gotten into like probably my lowest place in life. And one day I was just like, God, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't understand why this is happening to me. And I picked up a bottle of pills that was sitting on my dresser, and I was like, it would be that easy. But the thing was, is that I felt God saying to me that he wasn't done yet. And so I put that bottle of pills back down and I never picked it up again. I just held on to those words, even though I'd never really recognized the voice of God before in my life. I just knew that I was supposed to hold on to that. And I held on to those words for 3 years. That was the longest 3 years of my life. But also, I believe that not a single second was wasted from that 3 years. And so eventually, after seeing every doctor that I could possibly see and being in excruciating pain for so many years, a doctor said, the only option now is to remove the metal rods and screws. And so I said, you know what, do what you have to do. And so they went in, they removed the metal rods and screws. And when I came out of the surgery, I'm telling you that there was not a single window in the ICU, but I could see the light again for the first time. And that dark smoke cloud of depression was just gone. I don't know where it went, but it was gone. And praise God for that, because I don't know that I would be sitting here today if it wasn't for that moment and that encounter with the Lord. Not only that, but after the surgery, they took x-rays, and my spine was actually straighter without the metal rods and screws in it. Wow. And that medically is not possible. But you know what? Praise God again, because I believe in miracles.
Yeah. Well, that's a long time to endure that much pain. And your faith was tested at that time, and you just held on to that. And that's what really comes through in this song. Now, people that have been able to let you know how that song has affected them, what have you heard back from them as you've shared your story and shared the song?
Yeah, you know, I've heard of people praying this over their family members, praying this over, you know, family members that are in the hospital, family members that are in broken relationships, family members that are dealing with depression, friends, you know, like they are praying it over anyone and everyone that they can. And, you know, I've heard testimonies of just God showing up. And that's exactly why I wrote this song, was just because I hoped that people would pray it over their loved ones and that God would use that. You know, He definitely has.
Well, we appreciate the song, and we appreciate you sharing your story today. The song is called In Jesus' Name, God of Possible, and we've been speaking with Katie Nicole. Thank you so much, Katie.
Yeah, so great to be here. Thank you.